So this one is called the Serious Cider. Yeah. We compare it to like a brut champagne.
Megan McGuire is pouring five different varieties of hard apple cider made here at Foggy Ridge Cidery.
You can't find a lot of cider that tastes like Foggy Ridge, so it's nice to introduce people to something they've never had before.
McGuire is studying food science at Virginia Tech. When she graduates next spring, she'll start her paid internship here at this immaculate, picturesque boutique cidery nestled in the hills of Dogspur, Virginia. Sue Carter, general manager.
We're a little bit different than a lot of other cider makers in that they'll do batches throughout the year, bottle it, and then sell it. And what we typically do is we purchase and press the apples that we want, so we're very specific on the types of apples we use, at the peak of the season, and we press them, and then we do our blending in January, and then bottle it through March, April, May, sometimes into June.
Carter says Foggy Ridge buys its apples from Virginia growers and sells its product here at the cidery and online. In 2005, the year they opened, they fermented 400 cases and sold out in 6 months. This year, they'll have 4,700 cases and expect to do the same. But that's still relatively small compared to corporate producers who are also going big into the hard cider craft brewing space, only using a very different process than what's done here.
And that's one of the things that we're trying to educate people on, is because typically the first experience that people have with cider is going to be on that macro level. So you're going to get something that was mass produced. It may have chemicals or sweeteners or natural flavoring in it.
Carter makes a sign for air quotes there.
And what we do is all fruit. And very similar to fine wine, it creates that complexity. There's a balance to it, so it's very food friendly.
Amanda Stewart is assistant professor of food science at Virginia Tech, specializing in enology and fermentation. She says the hard cider industry has grown 800% in the past year, and if the trend continues, it could take a serious bite out of the country's apple crop.
A lot of the bigger cideries are taking what's already available. So dessert apples, like apples that have been used to make apple juice, apple sauce, fresh consumption apples, those are being used also for cider making. Even though the cideries may prefer these type of apples, they're just not available. The nurseries are backed up 2 and 3 years on orders for new trees. It's just there's a real demand for getting these kind of orchards planted, and they're not in the ground yet.
Eliza Greenman is the orchardist here at Foggy Ridge. She says these heirloom apples growing here on the hillside have other advantages, even beyond their unique flavors.
You got to go with the genetics. So there's a lot of these heirloom apples that are more genetically resistant to certain diseases like fire blight. You know, the resistance is quite high with some varieties in this orchard. With cider versus dessert fruit, you know, we're not even on the same level, you know, because all of a sudden we're trying to grow ugly apples. We're not trying to grow these beautiful, glistening orbs of perfection.
And while most Americans still think of the sweet stuff when you mention hard cider, New York Times food and wine writer Eric Asimov says that appreciation is getting a bit more serious. He organized a taste test last year of the top 20 dry apple ciders in the U.S. The winner, Serious Cider from Foggy Ridge. I'm Robbie Harris.
Believe it or not, my mic can pick up your voices, even at one point. Yeah, just like 30 seconds?
Yeah,
talk. Okay, thanks.